Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Evernon of the Paulus Fathers. In my last podcast, I suggested a way to more deeply feel and experience what is going on around us. Today, I raise the question, do we want to actually participate or just watch what is going on around us? The last podcast was about a kind of prayer. We could call it contemplation, but the name isn't all that important. Today, I want to bring these ideas to our prayer life, and maybe especially to our liturgical life, what we do when we go to Mass. I would like to suggest a different way of going to Mass, a different way of participating in the Eucharist. Officially, the Church says that the Eucharist is the source and summit of our prayer life, and I really like that description. But how many of us actually feel that way? For those who feel compelled to go to Mass or to experience the Eucharist, what is compelling you? Our language betrays us when we're talking about what we're doing when we're going to church. We say things like, I'm going to Mass, or I'm going to attend Mass, or I went to Mass at 9 o'clock this morning, or I attended Mass at 10 o'clock this morning, or I feel guilty if I don't go to Mass. Now, obviously, what I'm going to suggest is not something that you have to do, but something you might do at least on occasion to bring out some other dimensions of the Eucharist we attend or participate in. The next time you go to Mass, don't worry about the words. Maybe don't even be concerned about what's being said in the homily. Don't follow along in a missalette or a hymnal. Just let the whole experience wash over you, around you, and through you. Make no judgments about who's there or who's not there. Don't worry about the issues of the day or any of that. Just allow the prayer, the physical aspects of that prayer being celebrated together, just let it wash over you, around you, and through you. Quietly and calmly, receive the Word of God through the Scriptures. Receive it gently into your hearts. And just wonder, and just behold all of it. I believe the presence, the real presence of the risen Christ, is present in our assemblies. He's in all the stories that are being shared. He's in the bread and the wine. He's in every single person gathered together. And the real presence of the risen Christ is present far beyond the walls that encircle us. The real presence of the risen Christ cannot be contained within a building, cannot be contained in just one location. The presence of the risen Christ cannot be talked about, but must be felt in the very depths of our hearts. It must be felt, and for that we do need silence. So take advantage of the silences that are in the liturgy. Treasure the silences, and let the hymns flow over, under, around, and through you, and become a very part of you. The risen Christ is there, present in the assembly. He is here, present with us right now, wherever we're listening to this podcast. The risen Christ is everywhere, because Christ is all in all. And when it comes to prayer, when it comes to celebrating the Eucharist, the question is, do we just want to attend something beautiful, or do we want to become something beautiful?